रोज एक कहानी, मॉरल स्टोरीज फॉर किड्स इन इंग्लिश।
हाउ द स्क्रोल गॉट इट्स स्ट्राइप्स। Hanuman had returned from Lanka after seeing the distraught Sita Devi and informed the same to Lord Rama. Without any further delay, the Lord began his journey to Lanka from Rameshwaram. On his way, he encountered the great ocean between mainland India and Lanka. He prayed the Samudra Raja, king of the ocean, to let him and his monkey army pass through it. He waited 3 days and nights. Finally, seeing his army getting depressed, Lord Rama got hold of his bow and arrows facing the ocean, which startled and woke up the king of the ocean. He saluted the Lord and said that a Setu bridge could be built over it by Nala and Neela, the architects in the army of Lord Rama. This is how the Lord got the name Setu Rama. All the captains of Lord Rama's army, including Hanuman, Jambavant, Nala, Neela, Angada, and Sugriva, began building the bridge post haste. They smashed huge mountains which were nearby, took the huge rocks and hurled them into the sea. The ocean bank was abuzz with activity of the monkey army, who were busy filling the sea with huge stones. They were piling rocks one upon the other in order to create the bridge to Lanka. At this time, a squirrel was watching all the activity. She saw Lord Rama and his army and was highly inspired to support his activities. So it piled little loads of sand, mud and pebbles on its tiny back and began filling the gaps between the huge boulders so that the feet of Lord Rama would not be hurt while walking on the bridge. Lord Rama saw the sincere efforts of the scroll and picked it up in his hand and caressed it with his fingers. The scroll, which was fully grey in colour till then, got 4 white stripes on its back because it had been touched by the divine fingers of the Lord. This is how the scrolls we see today have both white and grey stripes on their backs. The moral of the story is that we may be very small people in this world, but in our own little way, having good intentions at all times, we must always support the mission of the Lord without thinking of the eventual result or outcome, and thereby receive His divine blessings.
These stories are produced by PDL, Path of Divine Love, with collaboration of Libra Welfare Society.